what's hot? Hot spot clicker. That's what. And that's what I want to talk to you about in the next few minutes. In the last few years, I've developed some measure of reputation as a writer of JAWS scripts, and in that capacity, received a phone call a couple of years ago from some irate and panicked, upset person who said, you know, I'm losing my job. I'm working for this outfit, and they've decided to use some kind of weird software that uses non-standard controls, and they've got some graphics I've got to click on. And I can't find them. They don't show up as graphics to JAWS. They're just blank screen space, and if I do get there, it's going to take me all day. Can't be productive on the job that way. And I thought, you know, what we need is a nice little utility that would let you park the mouse in a certain place and associate that place with a hotkey. So when you press the hotkey, the mouse flies to that location and does the click action that you need. And really, in its most basic form, that is the essential functionality of Hotspot Clicker. There's a lot more to it, of course, but that was the inspiration, and that's the starting point. And I want to walk you through a little bit of that, take you a little whiz through. You want to go? Okay. And show you what it can do. So basically, the way this works is it's a set of JAWS scripts is what it is. And when you download that and install that, it puts JAWS scripts into your personalized settings folder, and it puts some documentation into the programs folder and a hotspot clicker subfolder there. There's a lot of good stuff to read about how it works, because while you can actually take this fairly simplistically if you just want to do basic things and not get involved in all that technical stuff, there's a lot of technical stuff that you can get involved with and a lot of ways you can extend it to do rather elaborate things. So you install it there, and it's available generally, but it's not really running with any application. You can connect it up to an application if you have the script source. If you have existing scripts, you need the source there, so you can add a couple of extra lines to the script and then recompile it. That'll hook it up and make it work. If you don't have scripts at all, we give you a skeleton script that you can cut and paste right into your little empty file there and compile, and that'll hook it up and get it working. The only cases I know where you can't make it work is if you have proprietary scripts from someone and they didn't provide the source, so you can't add anything to it, and they didn't already make it Hotspot Clicker ready. So it can extend the functionality that the script writer actually gave you. So once you do that, and you first focus in the application, it will notice that it's a newbie, and it will make some modifications. Let me actually start WordPad here, because I just want to play around in a real basic app where we can pretend and still demonstrate what it does. You don't need anything to use WordPad, right? But Hotspot Clicker is not just for those applications that you can't use at all. It's also handy for those that you can. Just makes them a lot easier. Where's WordPad? There it is.
Creating original hotspot set for application WordPad. Document WordPad. Edit file WordPad. HSC is now active.
That said, it was creating the original set, and that means that there are sets of hotspots. When it noticed that it hadn't run before, it went off and created a WordPad.hsc file where it can store all of its information down in your personalized settings folder, and it added hotkeys to your JKM file, so your key map for your application now is a little bit busier. We put them on Control, Alt, and Shift. Hold down all three of those modifiers, and then we stole some hotkeys there. If I say HSC mods, that's what I mean, those modifiers all held down. And of course there is hotkey help, you know, usually that's Insert plus H. Ours is Control, Alt, Shift, H. And we also inserted ourselves into your verbosity menu, so there are some additional items there that you can control. And I think we're ready to go. Oh yeah, so we created this original set. That means that we can create other sets if we want. And we can specify the name of each of those sets manually if we like, or we can take Hotspot Clicker's suggestion. And if we do that, it is possible to make HSC automatically activate the correct set as you move around from between various parts of your application. That would allow you to use the same hotkey to do different things in different sets. And while that might sound confusing, sometimes it is exactly what you want to do. So we will just run with the default set for now. And let me make a hotspot, and I'll tell you kind of how it works. First off, let me write a quick sentence here to work with. The dog bit the cat. Okay.
The dog bit the cat.
Huh?
The dog bit the cat.
Yeah, well, it happens, folks. It happens. It really does. I've seen it. And sometimes there are retributions that break that habit. Hmm? But we don't need to worry about that right here and now. Let's just say, for purposes of pretense, that the word the in this sentence is of interest. That sentence, by the way, I wrote the way I did for a reason that you will discover momentarily. I'll put the JAWS cursor on the word the, and we'll make a hotspot there.
JAWS to PC. Home. The.
Alrighty, there it is. Now I'll start the little wizard, and we'll walk through it little by little.
WordPad. Select the positioning mode to be used when identifying this location. Dialog. List box. Application relative coordinates.
It's asking us how we want to identify that location. The way HSC works is, basically, it's so many pixels south and so many pixels east of the corner of the window. It's kind of the way it works. But you can decide what window that is, and you can decide which corner that is. You'd want it to be the corner that stays the same distance from the hotspot as the application gets mucked around with. You can reference this, for example, relative to the top left corner of the screen. So if you did that, your hotspot would be sitting there at that fixed location, and somebody could grab WordPad and drag it to another place on the screen, and suddenly your hotspot wouldn't even be in WordPad anymore. It'd be at that same screen location. But we'd like it to travel with WordPad so that that keeps working. So we want to at least be relative to the edges of the application rather than the screen. But there are other choices here as well, as you'll hear as I arrow down.
Top level window relative coordinates. Current window relative coordinates.
So current window is, for example, we can actually do an application-wide search for a window with various attributes, and we can choose which attributes we care about, things like class and control ID and name and, you know, type and all kinds of stuff. There are others.
PC cursor row.
PC cursor.
PC cursor row and column.
These PC cursor relative modes make the hotspot actually so many pixels away from the PC cursor, wherever that is. And then you can choose which direction it can move. Like as the PC cursor moves left and right, you could be above it, moving left and right with it. But as you moved up and down, it would not move. It would just stay at that same location. So you can restrict it to move left, right, up, down, or both as the PC cursor moves. What else you got in here?
Set focus.
Yeah, okay. We could put the mouse on a control and then have a hotspot to set focus on that control. And that's really handy for those dialogues, you know, where you tab, 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 tab around a big long circle. Some dialogues have hotkeys you can press to put focus there, and some don't. And if not, you can add them this way.
Switch to a different hotspot set.
And, of course, we can load a different set with the press of a hotkey. So I think that's all the options there. But I wanted to position relative to the application, so I'll choose that up here.
Absolute screen, application relative coordinates.
Okay.
JAWS dialog. Dialog. Remove dynamic information from this real window name and press enter. Remove dynamic information from this real window name and press enter. Edit document. WordPad.
Ah, there we go. More doublespeak. Yeah, this is about a window name. It's capturing information about the window, and it knows that window names have information in them, sometimes changes, and I should make sure that this is all going to be static stuff, and it isn't. It looks like document-wordpad has a... Yeah, document is going to change as we load different files, so we want to get rid of that.
Document. Dash.
I'll get rid of that word. Now it says dash WordPad, and that will change HSC's logic to just require that whatever window name we find, it has to contain the string dash WordPad. That'll work. That'll work for now.
Use your arrow keys to select an action to perform when this hotkey is executed. Then press enter. Document. WordPad. Dialog. Dialog. List box. Left.
All right. It's now asking me what I want to do when I get there. And we got all manner of left and right click and double clicks and control clicks and shift clicks and all that kind of stuff. But we also have say word, say sentence, say paragraph, say line, say to cursor, say color field, all manner of different text speaking options. And
no action.
Yeah, you can even go there and do nothing at all. Sometimes that's what you want to do, just put the mouse somewhere and then let somebody press the left button on the mouse and twist it or drag it or some such thing as that. You can even do drag and drop with this as you put two different hotspots at the source location, the destination location, and you can drag from one to the other. I think you can do that anyway. And let's see what else we got here.
Say color field.
Yeah, okay. I want say word. That's what I want for my example. I could press S, but we got lots of S's, so that's not going to help me much.
Position cursor. Say chunk.
Say chunk, say word. That's the one I want.
Jaws dialog. Enter a label to identify the hotspot edit.
A label helps you understand what it is later when you don't remember. One of the ways that is you can attach a hotkey to this little hotspot and then forget. Well, you can activate keyboard help with insert 1, and when you press the hotkeys that are attached to hotspots, you'll hear these labels being spoken, though the hotspot isn't really being activated. That's handy. Or you can go into a list of them. Even if you don't have a hotkey attached to a hotspot, you can still have one, and they all turn up in the list. You can arrow up and down in the list, and the label is what you're going to hear. So that would help you to find out which one it is that you want. Press enter on it, it'll activate that spot. Well, it grabbed the whole sentence, and I don't really want that. Let me just write test here, and I would encourage you to be more expressive than that, so you'll know what that means, but that'll do for my temporary purposes here.
Would you like this label to be spoken upon activation? Dialog, list box, yes.
Oh, gosh, definitely no.
Oh. Would you like to assign a hotkey to this hotspot? Dialog, list box, yes.
Yep. Let's go.
Press hotkey for spot test, edit.
All right, it's beeping at me, and it's waiting, and it'll wait about 30 seconds, and at that point, it'll get sick of me and be rude. And so you can find out how rude it is. You'll want to download and install this. It's not crude. It's just, you know, it's just unkind, that's all. But I better hurry up and press a hotkey here.
Capture Control Shift 1. Add it to file WordPad HSC.
WordPad HSC is where we're stashing all this stuff. Now we're done. We've got one defined. And WordPad HSC has all that in there. Well, but mostly we just care about, can I press Control Shift 1 and hear my word?
The.
Yeah, sure can. Now, what's actually going on here is when I press the hotkey, the mouse is taken to that location. And optionally, we could do some further fine-tuning there. We didn't specify it in this wizard, but we can go at it if we want. Like, we can start at that location and search nearby, or search forward, or search backward for a pixel color, for text of a certain foreground and background color. We can search for a graphic. There are a number of little wiggly things we can do to fine-tune the position. Once that happens, we perform the mouse action, which, if it's a click, we'll pause and let the application respond. And then, optionally, we'll perform a post-processing function, which is a piece of code that you can write if you want, that decides what to do now that we've done the click. Maybe you don't need to do anything. In my particular case here, it was sufficient not to do anything. And if you don't want to write any functions, that's okay. We've written several for you that you can choose from that are fairly handy. And in a little bit, maybe we'll even add one. That's basically what happens when you do a hotspot. We had a case where a friend had 40 buttons. They were all equally spaced. And we didn't really want to go through the wizard 40 times. So it became handy to write a piece of code that would let us put a hotspot on the top left button and put the Jaws cursor on the bottom right button and tell it how many spots per row and how many rows, and go through and just automatically clone the first spot and position them on each of these little buttons. And we can kind of do that here with my sentence, the dog bit the cat. We got a spot on the word the, and I can put the Jaws cursor on cat.
Jaws to PC.
Yep. Cat. There he's right on there, cat. And we'll start our replicator here now that we've got that all set up.
Hotspot clicker actions menu dialog list box adjust the hotspot low. Replicate hotspot position mouse on the left spot to be generated first.
I've done that. I'm ready to rock and roll, so replicate.
Choose how to generate the label for new hotspots. Dialog list box automatic based on the label of the starting hotspot.
That's fine. If I wanted to type in an additional label for each here, I could do that, or just let it make it test 02, test 03. So let's extend my mundane label to the rest of these as well. We'll let it.
Choose whether to be prompted for hotkey assignments. Dialog, list box, no.
If I say I don't want to specify a hotkey for each of these, this replication process is pretty fast, but I want to do one.
Yes. Select the hotspot to serve as the starting point. Dialog. List box. S equals Control Shift 1.
What we're specifying here is what was that starting point. On the left side, it was Control Shift 1, so.
Edit. Pause dialog. Dialog. How many spots per row between 1 and 50?
How many spots? Well, I need 5, so we'll type in that. It defaulted to 2, just to be nice. My buddy would have needed 10, wouldn't he?
Dialog. Arrange to how many rows between 1 and 50?
I want 1 row.
1. Document. WordPad dialog. Confirm settings dialog. Confirm the following selections. Replicate hotspot test. Create 5 spots per row arranged in 1 row starting at 17, 141, ending at 104, 141.
All right, there's a bunch of stuff there, and it's all. You can use the JAWS cursor to mouse around and explore that, but it really is just telling what it's about to do. The pixel starting and ending addresses, and you know whether it's going to solicit a hotkey, and will it make a backup, and all of this kind of stuff. And it all looks good, so we're going to start replicating.
Edit, press hotkey for spot test 02.
Now it just wants hotkeys for each of these, and I'll plug them in.
Capture Control Shift 2, press hotkey for spot test 03. Capture Control Shift 3, press hotkey for spot test 04. Capture Control Shift 4, press hotkey for spot test 05. Capture Control Shift 5. Replication of spot test is complete.
Yeah, man. So we got 5 of them now, and it was just that easy. So let's see if they all work.
Dog space cat.
Huh?
Dog space cat.
He spaced the cat. Oh, baby, I'd like to have seen that. What's going on? How come that didn't work? Well, it didn't work because even though these are all 3-letter words and nicely spaced out, 5 of them, the font that gets used causes them not to be physically spaced identically. So one of these spots is really not quite in the right location, and it happens to be the Control Shift 3 that's doing that.
Space.
And I want to fix that, so let's use the utilities menu to do it. I need to put the JAWS cursor on that word. It was bit, not space.
JAWS to PC. Dog. Bit.
There we go, and now we're on
bit.
And let's see, how do we correct it? Go to the actions menu, and they've got a little
hotspot clicker actions menu dialog list box. Adjust the hotspot location. Position all relevant cursors first.
This guy here, I want to adjust a hotspot location, and my cursor is positioned. So
choose a hotspot whose position you want to adjust. Dialog list box.
I said 3.
Test 03 equals Control
Shift
3.
Okay.
Hotspot updated. Edit.
Well, it's just that easy. Let's see if it works.
Bit.
Yep.
Dog. Bit. Cat.
So there we go. We corrected that, and now we have spots on all 5 of those. If I want, I can undo the results of that massive replication, but I don't. I like them. I like them like that. Let's say that we don't like that sentence. That's just not right to have that say. Pressing all the hotkeys across there. If I wanted to chain these together so that when I started one, it went and played the next one and played the next one and played the next one, I can do that. And I can use this post-processing function I was telling you about to do that. That's one of the options, anyway. So let's see. Let's pick this Control-Shift-1. And let's have it chain automatically to 5.
Cat.
So it'll say the cat. That way we can contrive a series of chains that will make it say the cat bit the dog, thus making Gatto enthusiologists in the audience feel more comfortable. How do you do that? I just activated the, and I'm just thinking about it. Now let me bring that up.
Choose a hotspot from set word path to which a post-processing function should be attached. Dialog. List box. Test equals Control Shift 1.
And it's suggesting that I'd like to add a post-processing function to Control Shift 1 because that's the last one I executed. And it's right.
Post-processing user functions for hotspot test and set word path. Dialog. List box. Create your own.
If I choose create your own, I can type in a name of a function that I've written in my own script source. You can do that too. If you don't like to write JAWS scripts or don't know how, you probably wouldn't use that one, but you might use any number of these other things that are in here that we've written for you, including
none,
because you might want to just take the mouse cursor there and not do anything, you know, so somebody could lock the mouse button themselves and drag it around or whatever. And what do I want? I want
HSC chain to hotspot.
Yeah, that sounds good. Chain to hotspot. Let's take that.
Choose a hotspot to activate. WordPad hotspots. WordPad hotspots dialog. List box. Test equals Control Shift 1.
Oh, we got a lot of double speaking there tonight. Not sure why that is. It doesn't usually happen. But doesn't your computer do weird things every now and then? Yeah, I'm not promising you the hotspot clicker won't do weird things either. Not on your life. That's why it's free. Let's see. I want to chain to Control Shift 5.
Press escape to close this message.
Nope.
Test 05 equals Control Shift 5.
There we go. Take that guy.
Edit.
Now, if I execute Control Shift 1.
Cat.
So you can see how we can chain that together We could make it say, the cat bit the dog, just by chaining these spots appropriately. We got some mouse exploration utilities scattered throughout here, and they're handy. They are, you know, how you can use Alt-Shift in conjunction with the numpad arrow keys to move the mouse a couple pixels at a time and learn various things. I'm going to show you how we've inserted ourselves into that little chain. First off, can I go into home row mode here? And bump it down so it only moves one pixel each time I press one of those keys. And back out of home row mode, and let me get on the word cat here. Where's cat? There he is. Now, if I alt left, shift alt right, I'm in a bunch of white. Every time I press one of those keys, it moves and speaks the color, and that could drive you nuts. If you're working along looking for the next thing that's not white, you don't want to listen to that over and over again, so you can just do a bunch of these, and then there, you hear it beep. That means the color changed. So you can just click it many times until it beeps, then you know you found a new color. Or you can script, say, like, let's say that actually where I am, there's a bunch of white to the right of this, and I don't want to go through like that all the way through, so let me just push a special key here to go.
Moved 895 pixels, 212.208.200.
It moved 800, almost 900 pixels all the way across that patch of white to the next thing that was not white, and then told me what the color number was. If it knows a number, it will, or if it knows a color name, it'll tell you that. It'll always tell you the RGB color number. And you can repeat it with the numpad 5 key. Double-click that, and you'll get that on that number will be on your clipboard, which is handy if you want to modify a hotspot and include some color information. Like, for example, let's say that you position that the spot is at a point where you want to start searching for a color. This color is nearby, but it wiggles around a little bit. You're not quite sure where. So you go to the starting point, and then you do the search. And you decide later that actually that color I'm looking for is not always that color. Sometimes it's a different color. Like you click this thing and it flips to a different color. Well, once you learn that, you can mouse around with these exploration utilities and find out what the color is. That number will be on your clipboard. And then go into what we call the definition editor, which lets you look at the various parameters that define a hotspot and add that color to the color spec and say, search for this or that, or this or the or that or the other color, and you can have any number of those as acceptable possibilities. Let's talk about the prompt manager briefly. You know, this is the one that solves the problem where you tab around and you land off, focus on controls and they don't speak the right label. And JAWS has a prompt manager, and it works pretty good in some situations. It seems to stop working for some reason. And ours can stop working too, but for other reasons. Yeah, so it's another case of putting the two together, and between JAWS and HSC, you might have a reasonable set of tools. Let's just pretend here in WordPad, I'll bring up the open dialog.
Open dialog, file name, edit.
Let's pretend that the open button
file here type, open button.
Doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It says the wrong thing. If I push our magic hotkey here.
The function which detects focus changes, HSC check for prompt, does not appear to be activated as your application focus moves around. This function needs to be called from your application script file. Write a function in your script file that looks like this. Int function, handle custom windows, handle focus, if HSC check for prompt, focus then.
Well, if you stopped and read this, it would make a little more sense. It's a virtual viewer that popped up and told me that I didn't really hook HSC in completely. Because when you install it, you can take the easy route and just do the basics to get the kinds of things I've been showing so far working. Or you can do a little bit more and hook in this prompt manager thing. You got to do a few extra things. So if you get that message, it's because you didn't take that extra step. It's not a big deal. It's just extra. That's all. And I guess right here in the virtual viewer, we've got the instructions on how to do it. It shows me all the little code fragments that I need to paste in. So it's all right here. And I don't really want to do it right now. So we won't. We'll just won't. We'll switch over. How's that? I'll just close that and we'll bring up Notepad because it's.
Untitled, Notepad, edit.
I know Notepad is wired in. I did that one right.
Open dialog, file name, edit combo, yes, file, open button.
There it is, and it's working right, but let's pretend it ain't. And I would like to put one here by starting our little wizard for that.
Enter a prompt for this control dialog, edit.
Now, it's possible here that it would have also prompted me about dynamic information because it's gathering window names, and every time it does that, it'll ask you if it hasn't seen that window name before, it'll ask you if that's all static stuff. Apparently, I've been in here doing this before, and it knows about the window names it found, so it didn't need to ask me. It's just using the answers I gave then. And if those aren't right, I can modify this prompt to make them right, but usually they are. Here it's asking me for the spoken prompt, and really that just means, what do you want me to say when focus lands on this control? So let's type in something clever like, open me up, baby. Yeah.
Open me up, baby.
There we go. I like my computers to talk friendly to me. So that they so rarely do. Okay?
Open dialog. Select custom prompt processing function dialog. List box. Jaws default processing.
Well, so that's all about what function in the world is going to decode the value of this control. An open button doesn't have value. Things like edit boxes and sliders and combo boxes, they have value. It's like, what is it set to? Or what does the edit box contain? And JAWS default processing works pretty good, really. But if it doesn't always work, then you got options here. We've written some for you. And they're all listed in this list box I'm now looking at. But you also have Create Your Own, where you can type in the name of your own function if you're into writing such things or borrowing one from somebody. Once you do that, of course, it gets added to the list and will be offered the next time you create a prompt. Oh, yeah, we know about this custom function you wrote. Would you like to use that? And we can have several of those, in fact, as many as you want. But JAWS default processing is okay for my purposes here.
Would you like to activate a hotspot in the current set when this prompt is detected? Dialog, list box, no.
Activate a hotspot in the current set. Why would I want to do that? Well, one case would be, for example, let's say you were tabbing around and focus lands on a slider. And the slider is one of those that JAWS doesn't understand very well. But you'd happen to notice that over here, there's an edit box that has the value of the slider in text. So I would just like to go over there and read that edit box. And we can do that by putting a hotspot on that edit box and putting a window prompt like this on the slider so that when focus lands on the slider, we go over and run that little hotspot and get the edit box. Nice. Cool, huh? But we don't need to do that here.
Do you wish to assign a hotkey to set focus on this window? Dialog, list box, yes.
Yeah, I can do that. Like, you know, that's why I was telling you about some of the dialogues that don't have hotkeys to put focus on things. This is another way to do that and do it while you're defining a prompt for it. Why don't I
open button, press hotkey for the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, Control-Shift-O sounds good.
Capture Control-Shift-O, add it to file notepad, HSC.
Okay, so now we got it, and as I tab around here,
cancel button.
There's the cancel button, come on back.
Open the update, open button.
Yeah, there it is.
File notepad.
It's saying open button as well, because I left the JAWS default processing in, but you can work around that if you want to. And when I press Control-Shift-O,
open the update, open button.
There it is, back on that guy. Well, hot darn, it works. Well, there's another thing I should tell you about. Spot rings. We have them. There's such a thing as defining a whole bunch of hotspots and then setting up a relationship between them so that one guy points to the next guy, points to the next guy, and you make a circle, basically, of hotspots. And then you can enable the tab key so that every time you press the tab key, it moves to the next spot in the circle and activates that. And those spots would maybe typically be the kind that set focus on a control. And that'd be great for applications where the tab key doesn't do anything. You could simulate a tab order by using a spot ring. And it would feel for all the world like there really was tab handling in the application. You might even come to like that application. One of the custom processing functions that we provide is the ability to decode sliders that don't make sense to JAWS. And that's a pretty elaborate process and kind of a difficult thing to set up. But basically, we train the slider and we tell you how to do it, give you some instructions, tell you how to find the endpoints of the slider travel and how to recognize what the slider pointer color is. And when you activate the hotspot, HSC will scan along the length of that slider looking for the pointer and calculate the percent of travel. And then convert that to whatever units you have specified. You know, like it'll say the slider goes from 3 miles to 40 miles. And it's 20%. And then it'll calculate how many miles that is and speak it in miles. So that's groovy. And there are just a bunch of other things in here that are just sort of handy and nice, and I think you'll enjoy it. You ought to go to my website and download the installer and have at it. And there's plenty of documentation to teach you how it works. So read through that. Make your best effort at puzzling it out on your own. And if you just can't get it to work, give us a write, and we will try to deal with that through email to get it working for you. And I think you'll enjoy it. The address is snowmanradio.com. You go there and find the JFW Scripts page, and then from there to the Hotspot Clicker page, and off you go. So enjoy.